Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back to Not Another Mummy Podcast. I'm Alison Perry, and you're listening to episode 9. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast that features conversations about parenting. Today I've got two guests, both of them juggle being a mum with running a business. Gemma runs Motherhood and designs and sells fab, empowering clothing for mums and for women and for kids. And Vicky runs INPO, which stands for In No Particular Order, and she designs and sells really brilliant wall prints. Both women had some really interesting things to say about running a business, using Instagram to promote themselves, and balancing work with being a mum. So whether you've got a nugget of a business idea and you're looking to start something off yourself, or maybe you just like hearing from interesting women, I really hope you'll enjoy today's chat. Welcome Gemma and Vicky to the podcast.
Hi.
Very, very happy and chuffed to have you guys on my podcast. So just to introduce you guys, Gemma, you run Motherhood Goods. Is that the official name of your company?
No, it's Motherhood, but we'll go with Motherhood Goods as well.
That's your hashtag, isn't it? Motherhood Goods.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah.
That's just made it up.
Took a moment. But yeah, that is.
My take on what you do, but you can correct me if I'm not quite right, is that you design and make empowering t-shirts for women, and also more recently sweatshirts and children, for t-shirts for children. Is it, in a nutshell, is that quite a good way of describing what you do?
Yeah, pretty much. It started off as empowering merch for mamas, and then it sort of has grown and developed and is now a little bit more inclusive with kids wear as well, with the Strong Girl Club t-shirt that you can twin, which is nice.
Strong Girl t-shirt, which I'm wearing at the moment, and also Vicky is wearing.
Team Strong Girls.
So Vicky and I have come down to your house, and we had a bit of a pre-chat and agreed that we'd both wear our Strong Girls Club t-shirts.
It's really nice. Do you know what? I think when I first met you, you said, is it a bit silly me coming in my t-shirt? But it means the world, because it's you sit there and you work an idea and you design it and you think, no one will like it, no one will buy it. And then when you see someone wear it, it means everything. And I get messages from people saying, I was in Sainsbury's, gave someone a nod because she walked past me wearing the same t-shirt as me, and we know each other. And that's really nice.
Yeah, I do that too, though. If I'm like walking through Bromley and I see somebody walking past wearing a Selfish Mother jumper, I know that's a competitor of yours, and I probably but I kind of have a look, and I think, like, we're on the same wavelength, like, you're in my gang, which sounds really lame, but I feel like it's definitely a thing.
That's hugely flattering to even be mentioned in the same sentence as Selfish Mother, because I felt the same when I bought my first Selfish Mother jumper. I felt like there was someone who got me and who understood me, and then when I saw someone wearing the same jumper or a different colourway, I felt like, you get me, and it helped ease the isolation of motherhood. And I'm at all very grateful if anything that I make has the same impact on people.
Yeah, that's great. Now, Vicky, you run INPO Life. Now, INPO stands for In No Particular Order.
That's right.
And you make amazing prints that you sell on, am I right, Etsy and Not on the High Street and Lobella Loves.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the prints that you do.
So it all just stemmed from the fact that I'm a journalist, I love words, and when I am thinking of what I'm writing, I doodle, and words, when they're written, is just a line. And that's the simplicity. So it's just stripping words back, and they became prints, and I just thought they were beautiful, and so I put them out there, and then Instagram just came and gave me a great big hug, and that was it.
And both of you have... oh, the postman's coming.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hang on.
It's all good. It's all good.
Probably a Bowdoin delivery, but let's be honest. Sorry to interrupt you.
It's all good. It's all good. So, yes, I'm just a line. That's a really good concept.
Yeah. So it's just the simplicity of it. And also making artwork that's affordable, that's not too crazy, that you can... Because I like to change my house all the time. So you don't want to be... Sometimes it's lovely to have investment pieces, but also it's nice to have some bits that perhaps you're not spending a fortune on, that if you want to put away for what, I won't mind. I won't come around and check everyone's houses that's ever purchased a print and find it. But just something that is something that's nice, that they like. It sometimes it's talking point. Lots of men can't read sometimes. You know, I show it to my husband. He's sort of my proofreader, as it were, and I say, what's that say? And he'll be like, and then he'll get it. It's like a magic eye to them.
Yeah.
And suddenly, I love you. Yes, that's what it says. So if he can read it, it's all right.
Yeah, brilliant. Tick, done. And both of you, so you're both mums. Mm-hmm. You're a mum of two, Gemma. You're a mum of four, Vicky.
Yeah.
And so mums, I guess, I mean, mums are absolutely your target market, Gemma. Would you say, Vicky, that mums are who you're aiming for, or is it kind of just anyone and everyone who appreciates what you
do?
You're not fussy.
No. Yeah, you can be mum, dad, uncle, brother. See, I'll have any.
Dog.
Yeah,
whoever.
Dogs. I love selling to dogs.
But you're both, like, you mentioned Instagram earlier, and I feel like you're both very much, you're prolific on there, and you seem to have a massive... you know, following whether it is mums on there or whether it is, you know, any old person. You know, do you feel that Instagram has been a really big part in you guys developing your businesses?
Hugely, hugely. When I think back that, so I've only been running mine for just over a year. You've been running yours.
February, March was just line. So
you're both fairly kind of like babies in the whole running a business thing, really, aren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, and it sort of hit the ground running, really. I think... if you're a small business and you haven't yet discovered Instagram, discover it. It's fantastic. And it's not simply just about sharing what it is that you're selling. It's about the community that you can build as a brand. And then it's also about the other people that you can network with and build relationships with. So to me, it's the best form of social media for anyone, even if you're not a small business owner. But it's definitely the reason why motherhood has grown to the extent that it has, and I think that's in part because they can see the person behind the brand. So it's very easy to go into Zara and part with $5.99 for a t-shirt, and to be honest, most of us in our pockets aren't, it's not the easiest thing to say, oh, £22 for a Strong Girls Club tee. But Instagram has allowed the people who buy from my brand to see the person behind it, to understand the efforts that go into it, and to see a bit of the personality behind it as well. And I think, or I hope, that when someone buys a product from my shop, then they're not just buying from a retailer, they're buying from me as an individual. And then that's why I think Instagram is instrumental, because of that connection it can give you.
Yeah.
I would say I went onto Instagram and completely didn't have a clue that this was going to happen, because I went on Instagram... I mean, I have been on Instagram as a mum for 3 years to watch what's happening with my children, so I'm aware of what they're posting, or and it never was a business tool ever. And then when the whole Just Align thing started to happen, I just started to connect and talk and build, and suddenly this whole world opened up before me. And as mum to teenagers, all you hear is this huge negativity about social media and how scary a place it is. And actually, it's a beautiful place if you let it. You've got to obviously understand it for the teens and talk to them about it and how you can help them and guide them. But to be fair, mine guide me. They tell me how to do this. Mm. And I'm learning every day. And it's just connected me with, like, you two.
I was going to say that was that I met both of you on Instagram, and we're now mates. Are we mates? Can I say that?
Well, I hope so. Yeah.
And also, are we mates or friends? I feel like mates is quite a casual thing. Like, we're mates, but then if you say that you're friends with someone, it feels like a bit more of a commitment.
Yeah, I think we've moved on.
Are we friends? Shrines of both of you, so I'm assuming that we've gone beyond the level of friends and perhaps we need to take a step back.
And obviously, you know, we met for lunch a couple of weeks ago in London, and we've come down to your house, Gemma, and...
We're not leaving.
No, we're moving in.
Oh, good, I've got Marks and Spencer's Manchego, we'll be fine. No, but I think that's the other benefit of Instagram, is even if you're not the business side of things, is that I was talking to someone, and I do believe we were a little bit drunk at the time, but we both said, Instagram has saved us. And it sounds really melodramatic, but the people who I talk to and have met up with outside of Instagram have given me more than any of the friends that I was desperately trying to seek in playgroups. I remember being quite lonely, going to a playgroup, saying to this lady, oh, I'll have your number. Should we go to the park one day, not just meet in this playgroup setting? And her response was, oh, I mean, obviously, because we're mums, we'll just hang out together. And I thought, oh, okay, that's not how it works then. I assume that's how it worked, that this is how I would make friends.
So hang on, was she saying, no, I won't give you my number?
She was saying no, yeah, because
I was
clearly awkwardly upfront about my desperation and my need for friends at that time.
Were you on your knees?
Begging, literally begging.
Chucking Manchego cheese at her.
Yeah, like me, with easy cheese. But whereas Instagram has sort of, I've managed to find a group of women and individuals who really get me and click with me and don't judge me.
And like me.
And they don't necessarily live up the road or round the corner, but I'm lucky enough, and you guys are lucky enough, that we're within reach of a city that we can all sort of congregate in. And so little pods of communities are kind of building up, which is wonderful.
It's amazing, isn't it? So how did you find the time to launch your businesses alongside just the crazy busyness that is being a mum? I mean, Vicky, you've got four kids, haven't you? And they're all a little bit older.
They're all at school.
Is your youngest eight?
He's eight, yeah. So 16, 14, 12 and 8. But they're not there in the day. And actually, going back to work as a journalist, Mother Pucker's doing amazing things with the whole flex appeal, but, you know, I had my first baby in 2001. You know, Google was... I don't even know if we Googled then.
We did Ask Jeeves back then.
I think we had to knock at the door, right, to answer it, and he told me where... But no, it's... I've completely forgotten what I was going to say.
Trying to go back to work as a journalist.
You see, because I'm so good with words. But with four, especially when they're younger, I'd have a tag team of illness that could, you know, you'd have one off a week for like 8 weeks. And what real job is going to not think you're taking the piss? And actually, I'm just being a mum. Because we have no parents around us. We've got no support system. We have support. Everyone's lovely, but there's no one to actually come round and look after them. So I had to do something. And if you've got a creative head... It's always ticking. It's always going over. Yeah. So it was just a case of Instagram made it happen.
Gemma, you've got two younger girls, haven't you? One at school and one at nursery.
One has just started school, and one is literally today first day at nursery.
Oh my goodness!
So to be brutally, brutally honest, it has tested me. This whole motherhood has tested me to the limits. In all honesty, it sort of started off. I remember we didn't have Shopify with the tings to start with. It was a different platform, and I'd look at my sort of shop platform maybe once a week and be like, oh yay, I've had, you know, a handful of orders and I'm really grateful. And then the last 3 months have been insane, and my children haven't been in daycare. Part of that has been down to, sadly, a massive amount of judgment for the choice that we made about holding my eldest back from a year from school. So she was actually sort of pushed out of a couple of local nurseries around here. But I am really lucky in that my mum has moved and she lives a couple of doors down. So initially we sort of started with me working in the evenings. And I used to say to Dom, I'll just need to get on with some motherhood stuff. And a real defining moment for me was when I sat him down. I said, right, I'm going to stop calling it motherhood stuff. I'm going to start calling it work.
Yeah.
I'm going to start, you know, thinking of this as a job and as an income. And we need to acknowledge that I need the space and the time to do it. So how can we work that out? And Mum, very fortunately, has been looking after the girls for me, I think, 2 days a week, which has been really, really helpful. And then at the weekends, we've agreed that at least one whole day is for me. But as it's expanded, we've had to had to give it more time. And I think there comes a point where you can fit it around your life as much as you can, and you can do it when the baby sleeps, or you can do it in the evenings. But if I'm not seeing Dominic at all for the whole week, then we needed to make a call, and that first call was for my mum, because I'm very fortunate that she lives around the corner. And then now it's about daycare, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
So can I move two doors up from your mum as well?
Yeah, please do. She'd love it. She would actually love it.
It is. It's crazy though, isn't it? Thinking about just how trying to juggle everything. You know, whatever your work situation is, just keeping those balls in the air and all of the, whether it's childcare or whether it is all of the life admin tasks that we have to complete on a daily basis.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it's almost like if you think too much about it, your brain will actually explode. So it's best just to keep going.
And you do it. And that's that everyone, when you say you've got four children, so many people go, oh, how do you do that? Oh my gosh, you're a superwoman. No, not at all. It really isn't much different. It's, you know, kids are kids, and they all come with the same baggage and stuff that you've got to deal with. But you just do it. It's not...
Yeah. I think there was something that happened a couple of months ago as well that really helped. It was when we really streamlined, we being me and Dom sitting down having a chat about me being very, very tired, was about streamlining our processes and really trying to reduce the amount of admin that I was ending up doing. So that is why we moved to Shopify, so I wasn't having to do a lot of data exporting. We moved all of the accounting software. None of this is sponsored, by the way, in terms of brands, but we moved a lot of our accounting to QuickBooks, which imports all the data, so that's a lot easier in terms of management of that. We agreed to stop doing drop and go, and we got the postman to come to our house instead, so a lot of my time was saved dragging the kids and all the postal sacks to the post office. And then, you know, when we do returns, that's once a week rather than every day. And I think there's also that
feeling that you've got to do it.
You don't have to do it. It's not urgent. No. Sometimes you just need to accept that a lot of the stuff that seems present and urgent isn't. And it's about prioritising it and saying, you know, my life admin happens once a week at, you know, for an hour at this time. And then just trying really hard to stop your inner OCD demon being like, now it's there waiting for you. Get on and do it. And I think that can really help as well.
And also worrying about the children so much, whereas I think now that my children are older and they really appreciate what I do, you know, and okay, sometimes it's really difficult if I'm on my phone and I say I'm working, because that doesn't actually look like work, but they're at an age where they actually understand, and I can say I'll be 5 minutes, I'm working. But it took me ages to say I was working. And like you said, it is work.
Yeah.
But because I actually have quite a lot of fun, sometimes I feel quite bad because, you know, my husband works in IT. It's like tippy-tappy-tippy-tappy.
Yeah.
You know, very, very important, very boring stuff. And I'm like, right, I'm going off to London tonight. I'm working.
Yeah.
But it's work.
It is,
But it does take a little while, because it's so different to getting up, going to work.
Doing a 9-to-5.
What we think of as work, and I've had to sort of adjust in my head to think, actually, no, I am working. I earn money, therefore I am working.
Yeah.
So Mama March, in inverted commas, it feels like it's just become huge, hasn't it? I mean, I know that some of what you do, Vicky, is Mama March. You've got some prints that are aimed at mums, but not all of it. Why do you guys think that in the last, I would say, probably 3 or 4 years, it's become such a massive kind of area?
I wonder if it's to do with the rise of blogging and Instagram in terms of the opening of the dialogue of motherhood and the realities of it. And I think that I'm very, very fortunate that for my type of personality, I am a mother in the generation in which I am in that I have gained an awful lot of support from other women and their experiences. And I think Mama Merch is an extension of all of the dialogue that has been coming out from people like yourself in terms of making people feel less isolated about the experience.
And do you think that, because from my analysis of the whole phenomenon, it kind of feels like Molly from Selfish Mother probably spearheaded the whole thing.
Yeah.
And she was probably one of the first, if not the first, to come out and create a product
for sure
that was aimed so squarely at mums.
Yeah.
And that's kind of paved the way for so many other small businesses.
Absolutely.
And makers to...
It was her. So it was her who, I remember, I saw her in Brighton and I went to a pop-up shop and I have never wanted to hug anyone so hard as I did her, because I actually... That was, for me, a defining moment of being, of thinking... I felt so heavily criticised for being a mum, this complete loss of identity, and I had made a choice not to go back to work because I wanted to be at home whilst the kids were young, and I was very, very judged for that. And when I found Selfish Mother and I found her blog posts and her merchandise, I thought, that's it, you get it. Mother is not an ugly word. I am a strong person. I am not less of the person that I am before I had children. I am someone else. There's another string to my bow, which is what I was harping on about the other day, because it was a fantastic, fantastic feeling. And so I found her and I found Mercer, which is a different signature. And I think that's what I'm enjoying about these other brands popping up in the shadow of Selfish Mother, but with their own individual signatures, and therefore reaching out to as many women as possible who all come from different backgrounds.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Do you think perhaps there might be some mums who are kind of, grown-up children who maybe look at all of this lot and go, oh my God, they think they invented motherhood. They think they're the first ones, yeah, with their mother jumpers.
I've got friends, we've got older kids, and there is a side of that. I mean, a lot of my friends aren't on Instagram. Most of my friends aren't on Instagram. And so to them, I think it's a funny, funny world. Mm-hmm. But I think the Mama Merch stuff has stemmed from, it's not just mum. It's not just a mum, and there is so much more to us than mum. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing wrong,
yeah,
with being a mum.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong. If you want to stay at home, if you want to go to work, if you want a part time, nothing wrong with it.
The whole just a mum thing feels.
I think we've stopped.
Yeah.
I can't think of the word. Is that me vibrating? I do.
It stopped putting ourselves down in a way, I think.
Yeah.
And I know that my mum initially was very much like, well, you get on with it. You become a mum and you get on. Why is everyone talking so much about it? And then as she has been very much, she has very much fallen in love with the world of the Insta mum.
I love her.
And is enjoying thoroughly following people. She sees what the benefits of it and what it's doing. And if it's not for you, That's fine. It's not for you. Just like, a certain other brand isn't for me, or another dialogue isn't for me. You can move on. But I'm pleased to say that the response that I'm getting from followers is that it's doing some good and it's helping some people.
Yeah.
And that's a good feeling.
Yeah. I definitely feel like there's been a bit of a shift in the last few years with, mums owning it and being like, there's no such thing as just a mum. Mm-hmm. Whether you're a mum, a stay-at-home mum, a mum who, goes out to work, a part-time working mum running your own business, whatever you are, just the whole the achievement of, having a child and raising that child is just huge. And it's, mm-hmm, that alone is something to pat ourselves on the back for. Never mind you guys showing off by running businesses on the side.
And it's okay that it's really hard.
Yeah.
I think that when I had Liberty and nobody was having babies, there was that for a start. Mm-hmm. But then even when I had my second, there was very few women that until I got to school that I could connect with, that I actually thought, yeah, you're on my wavelength. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't just find them in Waitrose. It's, where do you find them?
Well, you can, but as Gemma discovered, they're not going to swap numbers with you.
No, harsh times.
You know, because we do appear a little bit desperate. Perhaps that's why we love each other so much.
We found each other.
Thank God.
Do you think that there's any kind of pressure on new mums these days to do something, you know, to write a blog or get on Instagram and become an Insta mum or launch a business?
I love that question. I bloody love that question, because that's one of the things as well, is that I really don't want to sit here and be like, so whilst I was on maternity leave, I came up with this amazing idea, I got funding, and then within like 3 months, my turnover is like £1 million. It's just another batch of pressure on someone who at a time is just trying to get their head around keeping a baby functioning. And I do think sometimes magazine articles can make it sound very, very easy and accessible and, you know, like standard. What are you going to do with your mat leave? I'm going to look after my kid.
I'm going to keep my child alive.
That is my plan. You know, and also sometimes it can be misleading to be like, well, out of nowhere, I decided to randomly create this empire. And that's not necessarily acknowledging the fact that, you know, you were a journalist, I've had retail experience, and therefore we've managed to hone those skills and experiences in order to create something else. This definitely wasn't created in my mat leave. I'd had two kids by the time this like you said, you weren't ready. I wasn't ready.
I'm really old. You know,
it's a long time since you've had mat leave.
It's a long time. So, and as I said, my husband was telling me, this is the world, you know, you are right for this world. 2001, 2002, all the time. But if you're not ready, then, you know, and it's for me, it wasn't about money. I love to have money, and I'd really love a holiday next year. So if you could all buy a print, that'd be fabulous. somewhere hot. I need warmth. No. So you've got to be ready and want it and really enjoy it. You know, it's not. You've got to enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
So what advice would you guys give to someone who doesn't feel the pressure to launch a business, but has just had this idea in the back of their mind, and they're just thinking, "Oh, I could do this," but it just feels like such a huge thing to start your own business. What advice would you guys give them?
So the one thing two things actually. One is about incremental goals, and Dominic used a much better word than I did when we were talking about this the other night, in terms of, it's all fine and good to say, I want to be as big as so-and-so, or I want my stuff to be in like Debenhams or something like that. But sometimes the big goals can be really scary. So I think it's much better to set smaller goals that are achievable, that stop you from going, well, that's it, I'm rubbish, I'm walking away from it, I've achieved nothing.
Because that happens anyway.
That little voice is always there. So I remember when I first started, you know, definitely use Instagram. But the second point was about using Instagram, but understanding what we were talking about in the fact that it's not a broadcast media, it's a social media. So try and connect with your followers and let them see the person behind the brand as well. Hang on, my brain's going to kick back in a minute. What was I harping on about?
Should we do some music while she...
Yeah, hang on. No, sorry, this is what I was talking about. It's just gone. Incremental goals, that was it. So my first thing was about having more followers than just my mum and Dom. It was quite a big step. The first T-shirt I sent out was to dress like a mum, and thinking, oh, if I can get my T-shirt to dress like a mum, that will be a big, big day. And then she got it, and then she shared it, and then that was a massive bonus. And so all the way through, this whole process has been achievable goals that have reinforced that I'm doing all right and I'm doing a good thing, rather than thinking, that's rubbish, rubbish. Because I don't think you need a load of money to start up an idea. I think you can start small. I am not a big risk taker. I never ever... not high risk in terms of investments or anything like that. So started off small with whatever money we had or I had, and thought, as long as I don't get into debt, as long as I can break even, as long as I can make £100, as long as I can do this. And so you set that all up. And I think there are free platforms available. Big Cartel is free if you want to set up your shop. You can use Instagram as your main form of advertising. So you can do it without a huge amount of expense to start with.
Build slowly. And actually, I think one of the biggest things that I'm learning to do now is to pat yourself on the back now and again.
Mm-hmm. It's so hard though, isn't it?
It's really hard. And to just, now and again, just take stock. It's just various little stages and just think, this is happening. Because sometimes it can be a bit like a whirlwind and you don't actually, some things happen and it's great and it's fabulous and you weren't expecting them and you suddenly think, whoa, I'm amazing, I'm going to get a Range Rover. And then you realise you've just got
to. But also don't be afraid to congratulate yourself. Like you hitting 6,000 is amazing. Yeah. It is not braggy to be like, I have achieved this and I'm
Vicky,
proud of myself.
You hit 6,000 followers on Instagram the other day, didn't you?
Yes.
And so you've been bigging yourself up, which I do think
high five.
Is important. High five. And you're running a little competition, aren't you?
Yeah. So, and it's just really nice because, and I always say, imagine those people lined up at your door.
Yeah.
Because they like you.
Yeah.
You probably would be a bit like, why are there 6,000 people? Like, can you please leave?
A bit awkward. But, I live next door to a school, so it feels like that anyway. But no, it is. You've got to appreciate it and enjoy it. I really think if you can enjoy yourself, with work, because otherwise what's the point? You know, so many people have to work in jobs that they don't enjoy and it's all about money, because you have to, we all need money.
Mm-hmm.
And I love money, but I'm just trying to enjoy it, and it is really hard. Well, I don't think I've ever worked so hard.
No,
because you don't switch off.
No.
Where's that switch?
Do you know what, that, you know, a couple of things actually, just going on the whole Instagram thing, a couple of not negatives, but things I think to be careful about if you are, you know, wanting to launch your own business or, you know, even start, become, if you want to, you know, be a blogger or launch an Instamum profile, whatever, any of those things. I feel like there is the risk with Instagram and other social platforms where you don't switch off and people feel like people can contact you at all hours of the day. And I quite often get messages through at like 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning, and it's
sorry
I don't mind when it's you, but like, no, from someone I don't know asking me to get involved with something or do an interview or whatever it is, and it kind of cuts into your personal time. So you might be lying there in bed having a cup of tea listening to Steve Wright's Sunday Love Songs, and you're suddenly jolted into work mode because you've had a DM through on Instagram. So I feel like you do need to find a balance and juggle that somehow.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, I mean, this is more of a question than a statement, but do you guys feel that as brilliant as Instagram is, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket? Because ultimately it's a free platform.
That's a scary
that could change or disappear, let's face
they
it.
They decide that they're charging for stuff, you know, anything, all these changes. And it is, but then I also think, you know, I'm new, I'm learning every day. I'll think of something. You probably have got better plans.
Do you have the fear slightly that if Instagram disappeared tomorrow, you'd be a bit screwed?
Yeah, a little bit. The thing is, it's inevitable. It's coming. It's currently a free platform. We're all making a good amount of money out of a free platform. It's inevitable that there will be charges, especially since Facebook took it over and all of that business. So I think there's an understanding that we need to be prepared for that.
Let's not say it out loud.
Don't acknowledge
edit,
it.
Edit, think, edit.
I had a very interesting conversation with Dominic's brother, actually, who works in this whole field. And he was sort of saying, your mailing list is yours. It is the thing that you own. That is the thing that you really need to concentrate on, your newsletters, because those are the names that you own.
Yeah.
So work on that. Wholesale accounts, all of that sort of business, using other forms of social media are definitely a way to connect with people. But just going back to, you know, what you were saying about social media sometimes being quite invasive. The job that I did before having children felt similarly quite invasive because we were working with suppliers in different countries. So there was no 9-to-5. It was quite present and constant. And in order to save my mind, and I've transferred it into now as well, is I don't have notifications on my phone. So I don't have email notifications or Instagram notifications. I use Iconosquare, which is an Instagram platform. So I'm not replying to comments on my phone. That is done in the evenings when the kids are in bed. It saves my thumbs as well. So it's sort of earmarked times in order to do that. Because there does come a point where it's like, oh, just, or there's that story that I really want to, or I'll go through that feed and I'll just do this. And I think actually when I do stories, they're generally relatively considered in terms of we're doing something, so I'll do one, but it won't be throughout the day and it won't be constant, because you do need to draw a line between what is your life and what is your life that you're willing to share with your followers. And I don't want to get to the point where my kids are in the background and they know that it's Instagram time, so they need to say a certain thing or respond in a certain way. And I see Lena sometimes do this and flick her hair and talk to the camera, and I'm like, no.
It's quite terrifying, isn't it? The whole notifications thing is like hugely important, I find. Just even for anyone listening, I would totally recommend to turn off all social media notifications and email notifications.
Yeah, they will do that.
And every now and again, Instagram says to me, hey, do you want to turn on notifications? Do you get that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I do not, because I do not want to know when somebody has liked a picture or sent me a DM. You know, I choose when I go into that platform and
because read I it. Think otherwise it's a bit of a cycle. And it does the thing that I think so many people worry about with Instagram, which is, am I popular? So if I feel like, for me, if I check it regularly or I have notifications, if I post something, which I do, I'm a small business, I work on Instagram, so I do have times in which I post in order to stay connected, and I'll post something, and if the notifications are on, I'm like, well, no one's liked it yet. Who's liked it? Has anyone liked it? Do you like me? Do you like me? And it's the validation cycle or trap that you can fall into with the likes of Instagram. So I do feel like turning notifications off is just, it distances me slightly, and for me that's a good thing.
So you say that, but I still do that even though I don't have notifications on Instagram. As soon as I post a picture, this is so sad, I will go into my little, you know, when you're in the app and you can see who's liked and commented, and I will sit there and I will refresh only like a few times until maybe I have like 10 likes, and then I go, okay, 10 people have liked my picture, I can put my phone away and get on with my afternoon.
Maybe that's the difference. I refresh my Shopify updates, so I'm like, orders, anyone's ordered, has anyone ordered today, who's ordered today? So maybe it's just because of the different fields that we're in. I'm selling products, and you're a blogger, so interaction and engagement is important.
We basically need to just chill out.
Yeah.
That's the moral of the story.
Enjoy the ride, I think, as well.
Mm. Yeah. So, guys, I have got some quickfire questions for you. Vicky, on your Instagram stories, you're known for doing a lip sync. So you like to sing along to pop hits. What's your ultimate cheesy tune?
Well, do you know what? Anything from Wham.
Good choice.
Oh my God.
Ultimate good Wham song.
Bam, bam, a man. I mean, Club Tropicana.
Oh,
so good. I mean, it's just.
I think I love you even more. Oh, that's such a good choice. Yeah.
The kids love it when I put that on. Really.
Gemma, out of everyone that you follow, stalk on Instagram, who would you most like to meet for a cup of tea?
Well, we're currently sat in my living room, and I call my living room the Erica room. So I didn't realise this at the time. I think we all know how deep my love is for Erica.
This is Erica Davies, just to explain.
We don't need to use her surname, Alison. I mean, seriously.
She's like Beyonce, Shakira.
So we all know that I cried when she shared, and obviously I felt the same when you two shared.
She didn't
as well.
Cry for us.
So you sent Erica Davies a t-shirt, the Strong Girls Club t-shirt.
So I sent her a message first. So I had sent many messages to Erica, the Erica, about just, I really genuinely love her style and I identify with her because obviously we are twins in so many ways, and I just sent her a message because I wanted to send her something. Basically, I wanted her to be my friend, so I thought maybe if I sent her a t-shirt she might be like, yeah, you're all right. But I do think she's hugely inspiring. I also acknowledge that my love for her is perhaps a little bit awkwardly deep. When Dominic had that, Dom, who I keep referring to, by the way, is my other half, he sort of found her on Instagram. He hadn't found her before until the tears came. And then he looked through her Instagram feed and stood in our lounge and was like, it's gone too far. You've made our living room, her living room. We need to take a step back and take a moment.
Because you've got dark blue walls,
it's
like
juniper
she has.
Ash. It's the same. It's the same velvet. So
you've got the same velvet so far.
It's literally mustardy. It's not quite mustard.
No, it's the green. It's the green.
It's the green. Yeah, you've got the bright cushion.
There's a plant.
So in answer to my question, you're saying that you would most like to meet Erica for a cuppa.
And Michael Fassbender. I mean, both. Both would make my day.
At the same time, mm-hmm. perhaps?
Oh, no. She's more Erica around than she needs Michael Fassbender.
I'd rather not share Michael Fassbender, but...
Okay. The time has come, ladies, for you to tell me what's really in your bag. Vicky, do you want to go first?
Oh my God,
you've got an amazing...
Can I just say, I'm so happy because I have been using a beautiful silver bag lately with my pom-poms.
Love that pom-poms. Bag.
It's absolutely so full of crap that today I just pop my purse out and I put it into my beautiful Tiba Amal. I mean, it's supposed to be a baby bag. But, you know,
what's that
basically
for?
Well, I don't know.
I know quite a few mums who use a Tiba and Marl bag just as a work bag, a normal bag.
Beautiful,
it's got
yeah.
an insulated pocket for gin and tonic.
Handy.
I haven't actually got the changing mat in here, but it is handy, you know, if you want to have a little sit down.
What's that for? Is that for your keys?
Oh,
I love that. You use a changing mat if you were, like, you know, going to sit on the grass, maybe in the park, have your gin and tonic.
Have my gin and tonic. I think they thought of everything.
Sit on the changing mat.
Yeah.
Nice.
And so today I just feel completely, I've got a pen in here from the New York Palace Hotel from when I was there this summer.
Oh, get nice. You.
And this is the Rosie Huntington Doodah.
Oh, I've heard good things about that, Lippy.
It came in, you know, I want to say that I went out and got it, but it was in the advent calendar that was free.
Is it the M&S?
Oh,
yeah.
That is the best advent calendar.
But it was really good.
Yeah.
An inhaler, because I thought I might actually get a bit excited. Well, I knew I would. And some paracetamol, because I might have a headache. Lovely sunglasses. I'm always hopeful.
Is that...
What?
I thought that was an actual croc shoe, just one single
croc
shoe.
Oh no, that's just a little Crocs key ring to remind me that I used to sell the smelly shoes. And yeah, so it's absolutely brilliant because it's just a notepad. Beautiful.
It's an exemplary.
Can we just discuss
bag.
The notepad? That gorgeous pink notepad that says make things happen in gold embossed. Oh, that's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Textured. And actually, it's not just for show.
You use it.
It's got words in and everything.
Wow.
My bag is one of my old favourites, and it's a Fjällräven.
No, say it.
Fjällräven?
Yeah, I've never heard of that brand.
Swedish. Awesome. Very, very waterproof. And does come in, which I've lost, but it's got, like, at the back, it's got, I love this, like a QVC advert.
Oh, no.
It's got a little mat at the back, and the idea is, I think the Swedish kids used to have it as school bags, and the very outdoorsies, and then the mat was like they could sit on the bag, that kind of thing. So I have got a spare Evie and Michelle hair clip because they're lovely.
They are beautiful.
I know, Liberty, really nice. Some swim shoes.
The blue plastic covers that you put over your shoes when you walk into a swimming pool.
Yeah. I've got a lipstick.
Come to my house, you would have needed those.
I've got two lipsticks actually, most likely from my mum because she's very, very makeup wise and she always gives me things, which is good.
Your mum sounds great.
She is awesome.
She lives nearby, she gives you lipsticks.
She's Dutch, you can't go wrong, she's fantastic. And then I've got glasses because I do need to use them but I always forget. My Bicester Village bargain purse.
You've got to love Bicester Village.
Love it. My mother like no one's judging pouch. So basically in my bag is then just this pouch, which has got all the nappies and snacks and stuff for the kids. And then
Stylist
the big
magazine.
Stylist.
It was a whopper.
September issue.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm very lucky because Dom commutes up to London. He sometimes brings me that magazine.
This is the thing, right? I really miss about working in London is not being able to pick up Stylist. And I know I could walk into French Connection and pick up a copy of Stylist. But the one time I did that, the sales assistant kind of made me feel like I was stealing a copy of Stylist that was there for the customers to
go to
peruse.
A different French Connection, that's fine.
But I do love Stylist.
I love it.
Yeah.
I do love it.
It's a very exciting day.
And then a pair of ballet slippers that I need to return that have been there for a while. A pony, obviously. Sunglasses. No plastic bag. Canvas bag. And then a pouch of lady things.
A pouch of lady things.
Yeah. It's all very, like, you know.
Ladies, Gemma. Vicky, thank you so much for being my guest today on the podcast. I've had such a lovely time, and we're now going to go and raid Gemma's stockroom.
Let's go. Let's go.
And
I'm going to fight you.
And we've got, got potato chips in her mouth.
Elbows at the ready. If you've enjoyed today's podcast, then please do tell your friends, but also subscribe and rate and review, because it really does help other people discover the podcast. So thanks for tuning in, and I shall catch you next time.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.